This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 3rd, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with comments from the hits and takes section of JLN. The U.S. presidential election is today, along with the election of senators and representatives. If you are registered to vote and have not voted, please be careful and safe and go out and vote. Democracy works best when everyone who is eligible can vote. It was 100 years ago at the 1920 election that women first had the right to vote in the presidential election. The number of voters went from 18.5 to 26.8 million votes. Over 100 million people have voted already in this election. Let's make it a record turnout. The Chicago Tribune is reporting that my home state of Illinois has set a new record for coronavirus cases 3 days in a row. So we have that going for us. A Bloomberg story says working from home makes us less creative. There is a loss of collaboration from not being able to share a conversation at the coffee station, but creativity can happen anywhere. Some of my best creativity happens while I'm sleeping, or better put, trying to sleep. FCLT Global has a podcast with NASDAQ's Adina Friedman. Look for the link for it on johnlothiannews.com in today's newsletter. We had two new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. One was from Peter Mulmet, the chief commercial officer of the startup Small Exchange. The other was from Cargill Investor Services and CME Group alum Tony Drake, who is now at Philip Capital. Thank you to Peter and Tony, all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Correction. In our most recent Week in Review email, the link to the staff pick Peter Gwynn Remembrances was incorrect. The correct link is in today's newsletter. CME Group reported its October 2020 market statistics today, including average daily volume of 15.4 million contracts during the month. Highlights include equity index ADV of 5.4 million contracts, interest rate ADV of 5.2 million contracts, options ADV of 2.5 million contracts, energy ADV of 2 million contracts, agricultural ADV of 1.6 million contracts, foreign exchange ADV of 704,000 contracts, metals ADV of 529,000 contracts. See the press release under the exchanges in today's newsletter for more details. The election is today, perhaps unsurprisingly, boosting the cryptocurrency betting markets. The trading volume for the decentralized betting platform Polymarket went from zero to over 3 million in just a few weeks. As of yesterday, a bet called "Will Trump Win the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election?" had about $2.8 million of bets placed on it at the time of writing. It has over $3.3 million. No appears to be the most popular bet. Each bet costs a dollar to make. Another platform called Yield Wars opened a similar bet last night. It reportedly has $50,000 worth of bets at the time of our writing. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. This is from Bloomberg and John Authors. The money says, prepare for a long night and week. Market-based models suggest the U.S. election is far tighter than polls would indicate. This is a blissful moment. I am about to write my last ever piece about the U.S. elections of 2020 without the benefit of hindsight. More or less everything seems inevitable once it's happened. From here, nothing looks inevitable. Any number of strange phenomena may turn out to be important or may soon be forgotten. So while the U.S. elections remain a whodunit novel that is missing its last page, let me try to review what's going to happen Tuesday and the rest of the week. My comment is, comfort food is a good thing for times like this. We're having Lou Malnati's pizza tonight. A story from the FT, Indians crack coconuts and pray for Kamala Harris in U.S. election. Apprehension is mounting in Chennai, the hometown of vice presidential candidate's mother. If prayers could win a U.S. election, Indians would give Kamala Harris the edge to secure victory for Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, and his running mate, Ms. Harris, the daughter of an Indian mother with roots in the southern states of Tamil Nadu. Locals are taking no chances when it comes to the gods. My comment, coconuts are not on my list of comfort foods. There's a story from the Wall Street Journal, How to Dress for the Apocalypse. The characters in end-of-day films like Children of Men, The Road, and Snowpiercer dress quite a lot like we do now. That should really make us worry. Most apocalyptic movies play out like this. First, humanity fails. Then the sweaters get torn. Okay, maybe it's not quite that simple. But in nearly every catastrophic film of the past few decades, from 1997's Corny Clucker, The Postman, to 1999's Hallowed Chronicle, The Matrix, to the sort of schmaltzy, sort of stirring Hunger Games trilogy from 2012 to 2015, hole-ridden, wholly beaten-up sweaters have served as the foundation for the characters' costumes. My comment is, I'm not sure why the Wall Street Journal decided to publish this story on the day of the U.S. presidential election, but I'm guessing they had their reasons. A story from Fox News, Reuters equipping journalists with gas masks, flak jackets for election coverage. Reporters from Reuters covering the election in the U.S. will have protective gear in anticipation of protests after several incidents in which journalists were targeted during summer demonstrations. Here are the top three most read stories from yesterday's JLN. It's Election Day, and fittingly, our top story Monday was Nate Silver's I'm Here to Remind You That Trump Can Still Win at 5:38. Second was CNN's What We Can Learn from 1918's Deadly Second Wave. Let's hope we can learn something. Third was my story, the mega macro event that upsets everything everywhere, from JLN. Here are your MarketsWiki stats of the day. The site now has 191,738,171 pages viewed with 24,484 pages. There are 226,537 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. And don't forget to go vote. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.